Hello, dear friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. I have been so busy that I have neglected to make Sunday preview audios for the last several weeks, and I apologize for that, and I wanted to catch you up because there have been so many exciting things that God has blessed us with and allowed us to be part of during this time, and I wanted to share that with you and get you caught up with just a brief audio here and get back in the habit right away of presenting what we're going to be doing on Sunday as we're out ministering in local churches. I have not shared a preview since before the last weekend in August, and that's kind of where I got off track because something amazing happened. I was scheduled to be an exhibitor at the Prophecy Conference at Grace Bible Church in Portage, Wisconsin, where I served as interim pastor for 2 years, from 2015 to 2017. The speakers for the conference were Dr. Mike Stollard, International Ministries Director for the Friends of Israel, and also Dr. Randall Price of World of the Bible Ministries and Liberty University and board member for Friends of Israel, and then Dr. Paul Benware, who I will always remember Dr. Whitcomb calling him his favorite Old Testament professor, so that speaks volumes. I was looking forward to meeting Dr. Benware in person for the first time, also Dr. Price for the first time in person. And then I was going to be exhibiting there on behalf of the Friends of Israel and had one very minor speaking role. Well, Dr. Benware was unfortunately sick that week, too sick to travel. And at the last minute, I was called in to speak in his place for the conference. So I delivered 3 messages and also was part of the panel question and answer discussion. And I want to tell you, I was challenged to be sitting between Drs. Stollard and Price and to understand that there is another level of proficiency that I need to attain. I really do. And I'll say more about that in coming days in terms of perhaps opportunities that the Lord may provide for that. But I want to tell you, I was challenged, I was convicted, I was stirred. I was also blessed, and I was grateful for the opportunity to be there among those men and to have the opportunity to speak to the church, which we love so much, where I served as interim pastor. Well, the first weekend in September, then we had another great trip up to Rhinelander, Wisconsin, to Faith Baptist Church, where I spoke for my friend, Pastor Mark Ring, who's recovering from a tremendous bout with COVID earlier this year. Had a wonderful time with the church there, as we always do. And then we had a little bit of a getaway weekend the second week in September. And then last weekend, I was privileged to speak at 2 churches on my way to exhibit at the Wisconsin Fellowship of Baptist Churches annual meeting. I spoke on Sunday morning at the Northland Baptist Church of Gilman, and on Sunday night at New Life Baptist Church in Medford, which is a church plant of the Gilman Church. Then on Monday and Tuesday, I was in Hudson to exhibit, as I mentioned, at the Wisconsin Fellowship of Baptist Churches annual meeting. I've actually done a write-up about that conference, and you can find it on sharperiron.org as well as here on my sermon audio page. And that takes the place of my weekly column this week, so you can either read it or listen to it, and I hope you'll find it to be instructive and encouraging. In the midst of all of this, I continue to speak to a local Bible study group on Tuesday nights. We meet together, and it also has an online component. It's not for the public, Although I would love to have more opportunities like that in the future, if you're interested in allowing me to speak to your group online, I'd love to try that and meet with you there. Also, on Wednesday nights, I'm now engaged in ministry at Faith Bible Church in Ryo, Wisconsin, where we're studying the Reformation on Wednesday evenings, Reformation history through November, as I'm able to be there on Wednesday nights. So that's what is keeping us busy these days, and it brings us up to tomorrow, Sunday, September 26th. We'll be back with our friends at the Oxford Bible Church in Oxford, Wisconsin, and I'll conclude a two-part study in James chapter 1, Counting It All Joy, Wisdom for the Scattered, that I began there back on the very first day of August last month. And so it's only last month, but it's almost 2 months ago. And we look forward to being back there with our friends tomorrow and would love to have you join us as I speak there at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Well, that pretty well catches us up. And I hope to stay on top of the details here with you and letting you know what's going on in our ministry. As always, encourage you to pray for us and to join us if you can. And if you can't be with us in person, then please be with us here online, here on my page on sermonaudio.com. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day and a great Lord's Day tomorrow. And may the Lord bless you as you serve Him. Thanks so much for listening.